Ja sam došao da moje ovce imaju život u izobilju.
But Jesus says, I came so that my sheep may have life in abundance.
Izobilje, hallelujah.
Abundance, amen.
Izobilje ono što ja danas hoću.
And that abundance is what I want today.
Ja neću samo malo danas, ja hoću ovo.
I don't want just a little bit of abundance. I actually want an overflow cup of abundance in my life.
Ja hoću da oslobodi moje cijelo biće za prisutnost Duha Svetog.
I want to release and just get, let everything go and just let the Holy Spirit abundantly bless me.
I razmišljate o tom izobilju. Izobilje je nešto na čega smo mi pozvani.
And the abundant life is what we are called to live.
I često puta razmišljam, Bože, zašto?
And many times I think, well, God, why things don't really work out the way they're supposed to work out?
A Gospod mi tada odgovori.
And then God responds.
Ja želim da imaš izobilje u svom životu.
I want you to have an abundance.
Ja ne želim da se ti osjećaš tako kako se sada osjećaš.
I don't want you to feel the way you're feeling right now.
Ja želim da te obnovim ovo jutro.
I want to renew you.
Amen.
This morning.
Ja želim da obnovim tebe, jer ako ti budeš obnovljen, bit će i tvoja porodica obnovljena.
Because if you are renewed and refreshed, then your family will be renewed and fresh.
Hallelujah. Familija je nešto što nam je Bog dao.
And family is what God has given us.
I mi smo jedna familija.
And we are all one big family. Amen.
Jedna porodica. Hallelujah.
A big family.
Gde naš Otac nebeski nadzire nas.
Where the Heavenly Father watches over us.
I on gleda svako svoje dete.
And he watches every single child.
I on želi da ga blagoslovi.
And he wants to bless us. Amen.
Ja kao dete njegovo onda kažem.
And as his child, I respond.
Danas gdje nešto ima u mom životu da ja nemam puninu blagoslova.
Wherever I don't have enough God in my life,
i onda reč,
I want to have.
Božja se oslobađa i ona ima putokaz.
More God and then God's word becomes meaningful to me.
Bog ima put za nas. Hallelujah.
God has a way for us.
I on hoće da budemo na tom putu.
And
hallelujah.
God wants us to be on his way.
I ono što ja često prepoznajem, ja ću samo ukratko ovo jutro par tačaka da podelim sa vama.
And I just want to share a couple of things with you this morning, what I've recognized over time.
Nešto što nas puno puta spreči.
Sometimes there's things in our life that keep us behind.
Da ne možemo da oslobodimo.
That we just can't let go and the Lord's blessing can't flow in our life.
Prva stvar koja je
And the first thing that that is really important to me is
da prestanemo da živimo u prošlosti.
Just put that slide up. There's a slide there. You need to stop living in your past.
Amen.
Amen.
Prestanimo da živimo.
You need to stop living in your past.
Ovo ne može niko za nas da uradi.
Nobody can do this for you.
Ovo mi moramo da uradimo.
You have to do this yourself.
Ovde nam ne trebaju neki saveti.
We don't need too many advice on this.
Ovde nam treba naša akcija.
We actually need to make an action on this.
Ovde nam treba naše angažovanje.
We actually have to make an effort.
Ako je bilo prošlosti
u
mom životu.
If there was a past in my life.
I ta prošlost je nekako u našim mislima.
And somehow it's just stuck in our life and our thoughts and too many things our thoughts are filled with things from our past. You know, we live in today, our body is present right now, but our feelings and our thoughts are in the past. But our Heavenly Father, He wants today for you to live a completely full life in Christ. So, the Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a completely new creation. All the old things have passed, and the new has come. Amen. The old is past. There is new right now and it's become. The old is past. There's nothing in the past anymore. There's new freshness. There's new. And that is the brand new thing that I want this morning. Another thing that's really important
ne radimo stvari kako Bog očekuje od nas.
Sometimes we don't do things that the way God wants us to do things.
Često puta mi nismo spremni da uradimo što Otac nebeski traži od nas.
And we're not willing sometimes to do things that God wants us to do.
U jednoj porodici postoji sloga, jel?
If there is, let's say there's a family and that there is
postoji
nekad unity.
Baš da nismo složni.
And sometimes we don't really live in unity.
I ta nesloga često puta nas razdvaja jedni od drugih.
And sometimes that this this unity separates us from each other. But Heavenly Father wants His family to live in peace and harmony. He wants His family to live in peace and harmony 100%. And how beautiful it is to live where peace is.
So,
when you go in someone's house and you feel the peace, you actually can feel the peace.
Hallelujah. Amen. Često puta vidimo da toga nema.
And then many times we see that's not present.
Drugi razlog zašto ja imam problem.
And then we actually think that other people are at fault because of our own wrongs.
A reč Božja kaže.
The word of God says,
ako ispovedamo svoje grehe,
if you confess your sins,
on je veran I pravedan.
God is faithful
da nam oprosti grehe I da
to forgive you your sins and cleanse you from all the unrighteousness.
Ako ispovedam
if
grehe,
you admit and if you confess,
od koga se očekuje da ispoveda grehe?
Who is expected to confess and admit?
Od mene.
Od mene. We are. I am.
Mi često volimo da čujemo da to nama drugi ispovedaju.
We often like to hear other people confess to us and admit their wrongs.
Mnoge crkve funkcionišu tako što verni idu u ispovedaonicu da ispovedaju.
There are some churches that function this way. They go into the confession area and they confess it to the priest.
Mnogi čekaju na to oproštenje da će se dogoditi.
Some people are waiting too long for the forgiveness to happen, to take place.
A Isus kaže,
but Jesus says,
ako ovo jutro,
but this morning, right now,
ispovedi
if you confess
grehe,
your sins,
on mi oprašta sada,
He
hallelujah.
Will confess it right, He will forgive you right
ne
now in this
da
moment.
Čeka.
You don't have to wait.
Ne trebam da idem negde,
you don't have to go
da
anywhere for that to happen.
Ne trebam da dozvolim
you just allow
da uzme blagoslov moj.
I don't want to allow the devil to take the blessing away from me.
Sada ispovedam.
Right now, confess your wrongs, admit your wrongs.
Neko će kazati, pa nisam ja grešan.
And someone will say, well, I'm not that sinful.
A ja sam sebi rekao, kada to kažem sebi da nisam grešan.
But first, the moment you tell yourself you're not right, you're right. Bible tells us whoever says that they have no sin, they're liars.
Vidite, ovo nisam ja rekao, ovo piše u reči Bože.
This is in the Bible.
I ja prepoznajem da u meni nema pravednosti.
And I recognize that there's no righteousness in me.
Ja sam pravedan jer moj otac je pravedan.
I'm righteous because the Father that lives in me is righteous.
Mi samo kroz njega možemo
and only through Him we can actually inherit that blessing
I zato je
and the righteousness.
Da oslobodimo to ispovedanje.
And that's why it's really important for us to admit and confess our wrongs.
Jer kaže, ako jedan drugome opraštamo,
the Bible says if you forgive each other,
Bog nama opraša.
God will forgive you your
ako
sins.
Ja tebi oprostim,
if I forgive you your sins,
Bog će meni oprostiti.
God will forgive me my sins.
Šta će se dogoditi sa onom drugom stranom da će ona meni oprostiti?
What's going to happen with the other party?
Pa ona meni neće da oprosti.
Will they forgive me? I'm not sure.
Pa nemoj da brineš o tome.
Do not worry about that.
Bog očekuje od tebe.
God expects you to take the step and forgive. And then God will forgive you
Amen.
Your sins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Idemo dalje. Hodaj u tom opraštanju.
Point number three, you need to walk in forgiveness.
Znači, jako je teško hodati u oprašteniu.
It's really hard to walk
ako naše
in forgiveness.
Misli jesu u prošlosti.
Especially if your thoughts are living in the past.
Ono što Bog čini ovo jutro,
what God is doing this morning, right now, in this moment,
to je čudo. Hallelujah.
It is a miracle.
To je čistoća, to je blagoslov.
It is a blessing, it's purity, it's love.
Naše misli.
And he cleanses our thoughts.
I on ne želi više da se vraćamo u
prošlost. And he doesn't want us to live
nego
in the past.
Da ispovedamo
he wants us to confess the blessing and the forgiveness and to walk in it. And when we leave the doors of this church,
that
we know that we are forgiven from the Lord. I'm not sure if my husband or wife or kids have forgiven me. That's not important. It's important that God has forgiven you your sins. Everybody is going to stand. Everybody has to stand before God and ask for forgiveness. And to walk in forgiveness means to live in forgiveness daily, to worship God daily. Then you will be set free. Then you will experience the joy of the Lord. And then he will bless you even more. You'll experience the blessing. Another thing that's really important, point number four, is you need to speak positive things. What are these positive things? Think positive.
Šta su pozitivne stvari? Sve one
What are the positive things?
Koje su u kontekstu Svetoga pisma?
All the positive things are in the Bible, all the good things.
Ja često mogu da napravim glupost, tako da mislim da je to nešto pametno što sam ja rekao, ali
And many times I can make a mistake and I can say, well, positive is whatever I think is positive.
I zato je jako bitno da ono što izgovaramo
So what it's really important for you to think positive thoughts that are rooted in the scripture.
Da ne bi pravili greške u
So that you wouldn't be making mistakes in your life.
Kaže naš otac, ni jedna ružna reč da ne izlazi iz vaših usta.
Our father says there should not be one a bad word coming out of your mouth.
Nego ona koja je blagoslov za slušaoce koji vas slušaju.
But the good teachable blessing should be coming out of your mouth.
Ovo je fino. Ovo je sada jedan moment da možemo danas da to da praktikujemo,
And this today we can actually practically try to live this out.
Mi ćemo otići svojim kućama, jel?
We can go home after this.
I onda ćemo početi da pričamo sa drugima.
And we will converse with other people.
I prema ovome, što to znači?
And according to this is what it means.
Ja te blagosilim, moj mužu.
Oh, I bless you, my husband.
Ja te blagosilim,
I bless you, my wife.
Ja blagosiljam moju decu.
I bless you, my children.
Ja govorim dobre stvari u tvoj
život. I'm speaking the good things in your life, positive things.
Ne osjećam se dobro, kaže moj muž.
I'm not feeling too good, my wife says, or my husband says, I'm not feeling good, but I'm speaking the blessing, the positive things. I'm not going to be talking about bad things that I'm feeling. I want to bless you, I want God to bless you.
Speak
the good things in the lives of people that you're surrounded with.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Woo! Man, he's on fire.
Idemo dalje da stignemo do kraja. Hallelujah. Think positive. Imaj dobar stav.
Have a good attitude. Number 5.
Loši stavovi su mnoge ljude odvojili od Boga.
Number 6, sorry. Bad attitude has taken people away from God.
Šta to znači prema Efežanima 4. Glavi?
And what that means in Ephesians 4?
Kaže svaka vrsta gorčine, jarosti, gneva, vike.
All the bad feelings that you possess, the scripture is saying.
Neka se od vas
Let it all go.
Budite među sobom čestiti, milosrdni,
prašteni. Be loving, be kind, be gentle, forgive each other.
Kako da praštamo?
How can I forgive?
Kao što je Bog nama oprostio.
I can forgive just as the God of the universe has forgiven me.
Tako ja praštam.
That's how I'm going to be able to forgive others.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ovde je snaga praštanja.
That's where the strength of the forgiveness is.
Šta ja trebam sve da učinim da bi tebi oprostio?
What are all the things that I have to do to forgive you?
Trebam samo da svoje misli podignem prema mome ocu.
All I have to do is just focus my thoughts on the Lord.
I kažem, Gospode, šta si ti meni sve oprostio?
And just say, God, what have you forgiven me?
Jer ja danas ne bi bio tu.
Because I would not be here in this
Tvoja
moment.
Tvoja milost je velika.
Your grace is great.
Oprostio si mi sve.
You have forgiven me everything.
I ja želim u
and
tom oprostenju, takvom
I want to walk in that kind of forgiveness.
Da oprostim tebi.
To forgive my fellow brother or sister.
Idemo dalje.
So maintain a good attitude.
Imaj poverenja u Božju reč.
Number 7. Trust God's word.
Reč Božja je dobra za pouku.
God's word is the best.
Za popravljanje.
Is good for correction.
Za odgajanje.
For maintaining your spiritual life.
I sve to događa se u pravednosti. Hallelujah.
And all this happens in righteousness.
Da kaže Gospod, budemo savršeni.
So that we may be perfected.
da možemo da radimo dobra dela.
So that we may do good deeds.
Vidite, danas ja ne mogu raditi dobro delo ako nemam ove stvari, ako nisam spreman na korigovanje.
See, I can't do anything good if I'm not ready to be corrected.
Želim činiti dobre stvari.
I want to accomplish great things.
Ali moram biti I spreman da primim ukor I savjet.
But I need to be ready to receive a correction and discipline.
I u jednoj porodici to je jako lepo praktikovati.
And it's really important to practice that in a family.
Ja puno puta ne vidim kod sebe ono što je nevalja.
Too many times I don't see bad things that about me and about my ways.
U mojoj porodici,
and then
u crkvi,
a brother in a church will come to me
I kaže, znaš,
and he will tell me, you know, I don't think this really is working. You should probably fix this.
Ja kažem, ko si ti da mi kažeš?
And my response is, who are you to tell me?
Ja sam stariji ovde od tebe.
I'm older than you, number one.
Ja sam se prvi rodio ovde.
I was the one who was born first.
Ko si ti?
Who are you?
Ti si tek juče došao.
You just showed up yesterday at church.
To se događa u porodici.
It happens in a family often, more than you think.
Ali mi,
but we,
trebamo da zahvalimo što imamo brata I sestru.
We have to thank God that we actually have brothers and sisters around us to correct us. Do you know that God is sending people into your life for a reason?
Da bi nas on popravio.
So that he would, for the God, it's a God's way of fixing us.
Jer mi toga brata treba da volimo.
Because that brother, we have to love
Božjom ljubavlju,
with God's love,
da bi mogli da razumemo
so that we could
Boga.
Actually understand God's heart
da razumemo Boga.
And what he wants for us.
Božja ljubav je nešto
See,
što je u njegovoj familiji.
God's love flows through his family.
I sa Božjom ljubavlju
and
mi
with that God's love, we love each other.
Ako bi to bilo moja ljubav, ti bi se jako razočarao.
If it was only my own love, you'd be very disappointed.
I zato trebamo da radimo na sebi.
So we have to keep working on this.
Da
we have to trust God's word. We have to
sve u pravednosti. Hallelujah.
Do it all in righteousness.
Da bi činio dobre stvari.
So that we may accomplish great things for God.
Možda ćeš danas imati neki problem.
Maybe today, even after this, you may have a problem.
Mi ne znamo, trebamo da budemo spremni za svaki problem.
We should be ready for things to come at us.
Mi ne znamo kada idemo da mislimo danas će biti super dan.
We may think that today is going to be a wonderful day.
I onda kaže Otac nebeski, ajde sad na test.
And then God says, well, let's put him on a little test.
Sad ćete staviti u test.
Let's put him on a test.
I stvori se jedan problem.
And then there is an issue that comes up.
I kako sad s tim problemom da
And how do you
radim?
Respond to that problem, issue?
Ah, hvala Bogu, Otcu, da postoji I za to odgovor.
And the answer is found here in the Bible.
Zapovedi svom problemu.
So number 8.
I planini.
So rebuke your problem in a mountain.
Da odstupi.
To leave.
Amen.
Amen.
Ko to treba da radi? Mi mislimo da to neko drugi treba da uradi.
We actually think that other people should be doing this.
Ali Bog kaže uradi ti.
But God says you have to do this.
Ti imaš potencijal.
You have a potential in you.
Ti imaš snagu.
You have the strength that God has given you.
Moli se brate za mene.
Oh please brother just pray for me.
Veliko sam problem.
I'm in a huge problem.
Okay, dobro, ja ću se moliti za tebe.
Okay, I'll pray for you, brother.
Ja te nazovem I pitam, je gotovo?
I call you, is it all finished? Is it done now?
Ne, još sam u
no,
problemu.
I'm still in a big problem. I am having issues. Pray for me.
Ne znam šta je to, tako je veliki problem.
Well, it's such a huge issue. I can't deal with it.
Zvao sam I ovog brata,
I called this brother and I called the whole church. I call everybody. And I'm still in this problem.
Bog me ne voli.
God doesn't love me.
Da je tako?
Is that really the truth? No, it's not.
Mi imamo odgovornost.
We have this responsibility.
Ti imaš odgovornost.
You have responsibility in your
Ti imaš
life
odgovornost da uzmeš blagoslov danas.
To
Hallelujah.
Take the blessing of God today that's for you there.
Zapovedi svom
and rebuke your problem and mountain to get away from you.
I on će napustiti
and it will leave. In the name of Jesus Christ, you have to rebuke
it.
That problem, you have to rebuke it in Jesus' name.
Zato što Otac nebeski hoće da budeš važan danas. Hallelujah.
Because God wants you to be fulfilled today.
Amen. Da budeš važan. Hallelujah. Ne, ja sam nešto, ja sam neko.
And to feel,
ja sam dete Božje.
To feel confident in you, that you can say, I am a child of God, and I took a hold of this. And when you speak that, when you speak that in Jesus' name, I release the power of God in my life. And the devil has to flee. Because the one that's in me is stronger than the one that's in the world.
Amen. Podupri se đavolu.
Resist the devil.
I jasno izgovori reč.
And just speak those words of rebuke.
Amen. Jakov kaže u njegovoj poslanici 4:7.
Jacob 4.
Počinite se Bogu ili približite se Bogu.
Submit to God.
Usprotivite se đavolu.
And resist the devil.
I on će
and he
pobeći od
will
vas.
Flee from you.
On će pobeći
he
od
will
vas.
Flee from you.
Ne kaže on će stajati dalje pored mene.
He doesn't say that he's going to linger around.
Ne kaže on će se sakriti.
He doesn't say that he's going to hide in another room and then wait.
On će pobeći,
he will actually
hallelujah.
Flee away from you.
Oh, hallelujah. On će pobeći.
He will just flee.
On ovo jutro mora pobeći.
And this hallelujah. Morning he has to flee.
Zato
there's
što
no,
Božja snaga,
because God's power is in our words.
Božja sila i pomazanje je u našim ustima.
And his anointing is upon us, in us.
Nemoj ćutati.
Do not be quiet.
Možda te društvo učilo da ćutiš.
Maybe the society is teaching us to be quiet. Oh, don't say that. Don't say this. Oh, just shut up. Don't say it.
Ma neću da ćutim.
I'm not going to shut up.
Ja imam problem.
I have a problem here.
Ja hoću da se obračunam.
And I want to deal with this right now.
Ja neću da izbegnem problem.
I'm not going to just take another route.
Mnogi izbegavaju problem
and,
I onda imaju
many,
još veće probleme.
And many people are taking another route, they get in an even bigger trouble.
Stvori ispred nas.
But when the problem appears before you,
znate šta radi odvažni hrišćanin?
You know what courageous Christians do?
On ide prema tom problemu.
They go towards the problem.
On staje pred taj problem.
Stand right in front of the issue.
On izgovara ime Isus.
Speak the name of Jesus over
on
that.
Prolazi kroz
and he goes straight
Hallelujah.
Through it.
Amen.
Amen.
On prolazi kroz taj
he goes
problem.
Straight through that problem.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Još dve stvari. Tri.
Few more things.
Da bi održali silu I Božje
so
prisutnost
to remain
u našem životu.
In that God's presence, to keep that presence of God in your life.
Važno je da reč Božja stanuje u nama.
It's important, number 10, for God's word to stay in you, to remain in you.
Važno je da ju poznajemo.
It's really important for us to know the Word of God.
Važno je da ju čitamo.
It's really important for us to read the Word of God.
Važno je da živi u nama.
It's really important for that Word to live in us.
Ne samo da živimo od nedelje do nedelje, od bogosluženja do bogosluženja.
Not only to live Sunday to Sunday, from a service to get the Word.
To je neophodno.
That is important.
Nego da živimo,
but for you to live
u reči Bože,
and walk in God's Word daily.
Nauči što više Božje reči
learn,
da bude u tebi.
Is, learn to practice, read and live in God's word daily.
Bog će osloboditi svoju reč u moje misli kada ja to želim. Hallelujah.
Because God will release His word in our thoughts when we need it.
Stanovanja u mome srcu.
And it will abide in our hearts.
I onda kada dođem u neku
and then when we come to a problem or a situation in our life, God will specifically release that word in your life. That rema word
koja baš ima delovanje
which has the power for that certain situation in your life.
Neka reč Božja stanuje
so let the word of God live in your life. You need to read it and you need to meditate on it daily. It will actually make you more stable. It will make you stable. It will make you stable to resist anything.
Amen.
Amen.
Još jedna stvar koja je bitna jeste da razvijamo molitvu.
11. You need to continue develop your prayer life.
I razvijaj svoj stil.
And you need to develop your own style of prayer
neki,
to God.
Neki kažu, sad ustanemo I sada molimo se.
And some people
ruke.
Say, Some people say this, just wake up and they just blubber. Some people say, you know, I'm just going to be quiet in the presence of God and pray. And some people are yelling. Whatever your style of prayer is, imagine if everybody was wearing the same uniform. I like the diversity. Because we're all diverse, we're all different. We're all special in God's eyes. And that's the blessing in itself. If I don't have my own prayer life developed, and if it doesn't look like me, like Daniel, if it doesn't look like you, then you need to start working on it. You need to develop your prayer life. Come before God and develop your prayer. You, because you are special before God. Try and surprise God today. Try to surprise Him with your prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Želimo da budemo različiti, ali da budemo u jedinstvu.
We want to be diverse, but we want to be in unity with one spirit.
I onda 1. Solunjanima Pavle kaže 5:17, molite neprestano.
In 1 Thessalonians 5:17, the Bible tells us that we need to continuously pray. Just keep praying.
Neprestano.
Always to live a life of prayer.
Neki odu samo u crkvu pa onda mole.
Some people just go to church to pray.
Neki nađu vrijeme, možda sat vremena u toku nedjelje da mole, to je sve.
And some people say they find some time during the week, once a week to pray.
Ja de god idem, de god moj život se
kreće. And for me personally, whatever I go, whatever I do in my life,
ja molim.
I always pray.
Ne moliti samo kad je neka teška situacija.
Not only pray when there's problem in your life.
Nego moli kada
ti je. But pray when everything is good too.
Amen.
Zahvali za ono što ti je. Give thanks to God for all the good things in your life.
Ceni ono što ti je sada Bog.
Appreciate what God is giving you right now in your life.
Jer tada ćeš znati da se ponašaš i kada ti je teško.
Because that's when you're going to be able to face bigger issues in your life.
Mnogi zaborave Boga kad im je lepo.
Many people forget God when it's all good and well.
Ali Otac nebeski želi da stalno.
But God wants us to always keep a prayerful life.
I zadnja stvar koja je jako bitna i jako važna jeste
zajedništvo
sa svim kršćanima.
Number 12 is have fellowship with other believers.
A ne samo sa nekim.
Not only just few.
Ja se slažem da neki nam više odgovaraju, neki manje.
I agree that some people we fit with some people, with some people we don't.
Mi ne možemo sa svima da imamo
zajedništvo. Practically we can't really live with fellowship with everybody all at once.
Možemo samo sa nekim.
Just few people here and there.
Ali u mome srcu treba da bude prisutna jedna molitva, vrsta
there
molitve.
There should be a one type of prayer.
Blagoslovi nas sve, haleluja.
To bless us all as one.
Blagoslovi crkvu tvoju,
to bless
Gospode,
the church of all of us as one.
Blagoslovi ovo zajedništvo ovo jutro.
To bless
haleluja.
This fellowship.
Blagoslovi nas, haleluja. Ne želimo da ostavimo crkvu, skupštinu tvoju.
We don't want to stay away from the fellowship. Ne želimo da ostavimo
bogosluženje.
We don't want to not show up when we're supposed to show up.
Želim da vidim moga brata ovo jutro.
I'm looking forward to seeing my fellow believer.
Tako sam puno mislio o njemu ove nedelje.
Because I was thinking about him for so long.
O, radujem se ovo jutro.
I'm really joyful that I'm going to see my brother and sister this morning.
Tako sam puno razmišljao o sestri mojoj.
And I was thinking about my sister and I'm happy to see her as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Zajedništvo je nešto
fellowship
što je jako važno.
Is what is really important.
Kaže reč u Jevrejima 10:25.
And in Hebrews 10.
Nemojmo ostavljati zajednice ili skupštine kao što to neki imaju običaj.
The Bible tells us don't ignore the fellowship.
Nego jedan drugoga ohrabrujmo.
But encourage each other.
Jer dan
because God's the Lord day is coming slowly.
Hallelujah.
The Lord day is coming.
Mi kada jedan drugoga ohrabrujemo,
and as we encourage each other and as we walk with each other,
mi kažemo, Maranata, Gospode, dođi.
We say, Maranata, God come.
Mi kažemo, mi smo spremni za
we say, God, we are ready for your arrival
tvoja
right now. Your church is ready
hallelujah
for your arrival.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jer dan Gospodnji se približava.
Because God's, the Lord's day has come.
Kako možemo prepoznati taj dan da se on približava?
And how can we recognize this?
Da je on svaki dan bliže.
He's closer to us every single day.
Tako što smo u zajedništvu. Hallelujah.
And the way we're going to recognize that is when we're all together, walking together and fellowshipping together.
Tako što blagosiljamo jedan drugoga.
And as we bless each other.
Tako što bodrimo jedan drugoga.
As we encourage each other.
Tako što pomažemo jedan drugom.
As we help each other out.
Pomažemo.
Help each other.
Ja neću ništa danas da uradim.
I don't want to do anything today.
Da nekog odmognem i da uzmem.
So that I would discourage someone or take
ja
something away from someone.
Šta mogu.
I want to give what I can
ja
today. I want to bless, I want to give to the other person. I want to bless the other person.
I onda Gospod kaže.
And then God says,
Otac, ovo su moja deca.
These are my children.
Hallelujah. Ovo su moje deca koje će biti sa mnom.
These are my children that will dwell with me forever.
Neka vas Gospod blagoslovi.
May God bless you.
Amen.
I encourage you.
Hallelujah. 8 minuta imamo, 7.
I said 7 minutes.
Larry, sorry.
1:15.
Kratko ću samo reći.
I'm just going to share a few things
radi with you.
What God has been moving and doing in former Yugoslavia, which is, I'm from Serbia.
Imate neku sigurnu informaciju.
You may have some information already.
I dobit ćete više. Bog nas je pozvao da ne zaboravimo oko sebe one koji su oko nas.
God has called us not to forget our fellow believers.
I ona misija u kojoj se nalazim jeste da
and
zahvatimo
the mission that I have in my life
i gradove za Krista
is to reach remote areas with the gospel of Jesus
to
Christ.
To je naša misija.
See, that's
Hallelujah.
Our mission.
I to je misija crkve.
That's Christo. The mission
Hallelujah.
Of the Church of the Lord, of
da
Christ.
Dohvatimo
to reach
koji su izvan
those
Kristove crkve.
Those that are outside of the
gradove i
church, and even the villages and the cities
dalje,
as well.
Druga stvar na kojoj misija radi jeste da pomognemo onima koji nemaju.
Another thing that we're doing as a mission is we're helping those that don't have much.
Oni koji nemaju, šta to znači?
What that means
oni koji su izgubili
is
sve,
those that have lost a lot
oni
of things, a lot of belongings.
Najobičniji ili
those that don't even have any basic things in their life.
Pomoći takvim ljudima.
To bless those kind of people.
Jer Isus je rekao.
Because Jesus said.
Bolestan bija.
I was sick.
Ne obiđoste me.
You did not come and visit.
Gladan.
I was hungry.
Ne nahraniste me.
I did not have any food.
Žedan, ne
I was thirsty and I didn't have any
Boj,
drink.
Bos, ne obukoste me.
I was naked but I had no clothes.
Idite od mene, ne poznaje vas.
Leave, I do not know you.
Ovaj segment su mnogi zaboravili.
And this is the part of the Bible that a lot of people have forgotten about.
A Isus nas podseća
da Jesus
živimo
is reminding us to
takvome.
Live that kind of lifestyle.
Da izbeglice i sve one koji su prošli kroz
that,
rat.
That those people that even people that have gone through the war and the refugees,
pomognemo
that we are the ones as Christians
dohvatimo
to help them
Božijim
and
spasenjem.
Reach them with the gospel of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Treća
Amen.
Stvar na kojoj radimo jeste da treniramo i obučavamo učenike.
And the third thing that's really on my heart is to train and disciple the people
da otpočnu novu crkvu.
To start new churches.
Biblijski misijski centar.
To plant new churches.
Škola.
The school, Bible school that I'm overseeing.
Ona radi u Srbiji sa 11 centara.
We have 11 different locations.
Da imamo upravo sada oko 90 studenata.
We're currently right now we have about 90 students.
Koje pripremamo.
That we're preparing.
Da u svojim lokalnim crkvama budu pomoć svojim pastorima.
To first go in their local church, be a blessing to their pastor and serve under
I
them.
I da se pokrenu izvan svoje lokalne crkve.
And then go outside of their local church and reach the areas around the cities.
Imamo već dve generacije koje su
završili. We already have two generations of people that have they've finished that program.
Oni su već u službi, 80%
already,
njih je u službi.
And 80% of these people are actually in a full-time ministry.
I radi i u službi je i osnivaju crkve.
And they're actually working full time and they're
Do
overseeing these churches plants.
Uz Božju pomoć blagoslovljeni sa 52 nove kućne grupe.
Over the past 8 years that I've been working on this, we have 52 churches that we
Naša
have planted.
Naša misija radi sa izbjeglicama i radi sa romskim narodom.
And our mission is we're working with the refugees, Roma people, and also the refugees and the poor.
Da romski narod treba svoje vođe.
And God has called us to work with Roma people, and God has called us to raise up the leaders within those communities.
Ne da mi budemo njima vođe, nego oni da budu.
Not that we are the leaders to them, but that they actually raise up the leaders.
Oni su izgubili
and they lead the new generation.
Oni su izgubili svoj identitet u društvu.
There's a lot of these people that have lost their identity in their
mnogi od njih nemaju ni osnovnu školu.
A lot of them don't even have a basic schooling.
Ali većina njih je izuzetno pametna.
But most of them are very intelligent.
I mi smo pozvali takve ljude.
We have called those kind of people
da budu u ovoj školi.
To be in this school to study the God's word.
40 romskih vođa mi smo već opremili.
And we already have 40 pastors that we have trained up to lead these congregations.
Na jugu Srbije posebno,
on the south of Serbia,
se čuda događaju.
There's just miracles happening every single
romski
day.
Romski par koji je bio u biblijskoj školi,
the couple that we had worked with in the very beginning,
oni su pastori,
they are the pastors now,
i oni su osnovali u zadnju godinu 13 novih mjesta.
And just this last year, they started 13 churches,
13
different cities.
Romska
and
narod.
It's mostly all Romans and refugees and
zadnje
poor people.
Zadnje ono što smo imali bilo je upravo dole u tom mestu.
And we were just in this city called Prokuplje.
Imali smo 13 novih krštenika.
We just last time when I was there, we had 13 new baptisms.
Romi.
They're all new. They're all Roma people.
I oni su me pozvali
and they've
da dole na jugu otvorimo još dva centra za Rome.
And they told us to open up two more churches just when I come back.
Biblijsku
now.
Školu za njih.
Bible school for them as
jer
well.
Ono što
two more centers to train. Because the identity that they have lost among themselves,
Bog želi da im
God
vrati.
Wants to restore their identity.
Da budu vredni pred njim.
So that they would be diligent
da
before God.
Da i Bog blagosilja u njihovom
and that they would feel God's blessing in their life.
Molite za Srbiju, Crnu Goru,
pray for the former Yugoslavia countries, Serbia, Bosnia,
Bosnu,
Croatia.
To su sva mesta gdje se ja
kreću. It's all the areas that I'm moving, that my ministry is working under.
I hvala za sve ono što činite kroz molitvu za nas.
Thank you for all the good things, all the prayers and all the good things that you have done so far for our mission.
Bog će vas blagosloviti za svako dobro djelo.
God will bless you for every good deed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's just stay here for a second. Let's all stand, and let's pray over Daniel and his ministry. Let's just reach our hands forward, and let's just bless him back and pray for his ministry, and that God will continue to use him mightily. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for this ministry in Yugoslavia right now. In the name of Jesus, we cover Daniel and his team with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'll just increase the power in his life and the anointing in his life, Lord, that he may continue to reach the lost and to train up young pastors and to start churches. Lord, and we just speak this over him right now, that a double portion of your anointing would fall upon him. And Lord, we just post angels round about him that would protect him as they go into dangerous areas just to share the gospel, Lord. And we pray that finances will come in so that they'll be able to increase what they're doing. And we speak this all on his life and his ministry in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, great word from Daniel. Maybe on your way out, you could stop. He's got a little table set up if you want to support that ministry or be attached to it. There's ways you can do it. So just on your way out, stop and meet with him and get some literature and partner up with David and his or Daniel and his ministry. Have a blessed week in the name of Jesus. Amen.